four lines on the top. So the Mora said that the Rehud holds like Rebbe, which means that now we say that the person does not mean to be Makabal multiple Nazirus. He meant to be Makabal one Nazirus. Kimoyachardel, the length of which is the day, not the days, is there are grains of mustard seed in the container. So now the Suffolk, if he meant Kishuim, he would have been in the Galeach after 40 days. Now we're not sure if he meant Kishuim or Diluyan, Kishuim or Diluyan or Chardal, he can never bring a Korban. But it's one long Naziris. So the more of Rehuda means several looks for Rebbe. Does Rehuda hold like Rebbe? It's one long Naziris as opposed to multiple Naziris. But it's not. And Rainy knows a communion must have come up. So if a person is with Makabal, communion must have come up. So the back person, the gear, so one Naziris, communion must have come up. Then Amr of Yehuda, my soul, you became a chaser mace. So Yehuda says he means 365 Naziris, and he completed the whole term of 30 years worth, and he died. If you're gonna, it comes out well if you say Naziris come a Kabbalah, he's Makabal multiple Naziris. Hanotaima Kim and Shehishta Mace, we can discuss the idea that he's mash limit, he finishes the process and it's been such a long time, so he died. Eliyamr Khan and Naziris Kibala Luye. So, but if you're looking like Rebbe, it's not 365 Nazirius, it's one Nazirus, which lasts for 365 days. So, the Morris' first question is, Mi Havi Hashlomo Klal. The phrase of Hashlomo, of Rebbe Huda, doesn't fit the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon mean 365 Nazirios. Because Rabbi Huda says, you know, it happened once that this story happened, and he finished it off, and he died. So his Pasha is going back on the Rabbanon. He's coming along. The Rambam says 30 and a half years. He says, you know, Rebbe says, you know, one time he finished it and he died. Well, he only current him is only 1 year. So his hashlam is not the same hashlam as the Rabbanon's. So Rebbe Huda's pshat means he never. The Chumash discussing this 30 year plus period. He said, you know, Rebbe says, you know, one time it did it and it happened that he died. He finished it and he died. Currently, Behuda finishing it is 1 year, not 30 years. So he can't discuss, and they finished it, and he died. If he holds like Rebbe, if he holds like the Rabbanan, so he's saying it was 30 years worth of Naziris, and he did it, and he died. So then the flow makes sense. The Tanakhama says it. Behuda says, you know what happened once. Please. I'm going to be a nazir like the amount of mounds, piles of they have of the figs which are out to dry in the summer. So there's all these piles of them. I'll be a nazir that amount of times. Minyan Shivali Shemitah, or the stalks of the Shemitah which are still standing. Okay, so there's random Shibolim stalks standing in the Shemitah year. Simonim Nazirus Communion Hilkati Kayetz, Communion Shivali Shemitah. Okay, so Yehuda is talking, and he says he keeps multiple Naziris, the amount of Naziris, like the amount of Hilchot Tikkais, which is an immeasurable amount. So we see he doesn't mean one long Kabbalah, he means multiple Kabbalahs. We're saying before, it's not multiple Kabbalahs, it's only one long. Here he's saying it's multiple. So clearly Rabbi Yehuda is not like Rabbi. And so the Gemara, Minyan is shiny. Over here he says Kim Minyan, like the amount of. So that already means that means multiple times. Okay, so we had in the Mishnah that according to Rabbi, just saying Hareni Nazir, that indicates one Naziris. And even though he said Kisaroshi and those things, he means one long Naziris. Okay, but over here he says Hareni Nazir, Kim Minyan. So that's a different ballgame. So that'll answer both questions. The case of the Mishnah of we quoted was Hareni Nazir, Kim Minyan Yumasachama. Over here he says Kim Minyan, like Minyan Hilchot Tikkayos. So both times he's using the lashon of the number of. So he means multiple. Even Rabbi agrees he means multiple Naziris. So the Mora says no, it doesn't work. Rabbi holds, even you say the phrase minyan, it's still one long Naziris. So Tanya, already knows it. Can you masachama? Mana Naziris, can you masachama? Kimei alavana, mana kimei alavana. Rabbi Omer, Achi Omer Naziris alike, kimei masachama, ukimei masalavana. So Rabbi holds, remember, that the difference in Rabbi says the language of already Nazir means one Naziris. And then you say this, whatever we say, it means one long Naziris, depending on what you just said. He said that Hareni Nazir, like the Kishuyim, so it means that amount of days. Hareni Nazir, like Karla, means that amount of days. But it's not multiple Naziris. When is it multiple Naziris? Hareni Naziris, Kit. He says Hareni Naziris, Kit, Saroshi, that it means not Hareni Nazir, but Hareni Naziris. Kisaroshi, he means multiple Naziris. So Rabbi says, even when you say the word minyan, it doesn't work unless he says Harei Hashem Harei Naziris alike Kim Minyan Masacham. So not Harei Nazir. So Harei Nazir Kim Minyan. Rabbi holds still it's only one Naziris, and here you're saying in Rabbi Huda it's multiple Naziris. So the answer is. So Yehuda partially agrees with Rabbi, partially disagrees with Rabbi. He holds like him at one point, he disagrees at one point. So how so? He holds like Rabbi in regards to one thing, which is that that Chada Naziris Kibbal Aluye, that when he says Hareni Nazir Kisar Roshi, he doesn't mean multiple Naziris, he means one. The Bach has the word in Chada. So the Kosei Bechada, he holds like Rebbe in regards to one thing, which means, in regards to what? That Chada Naziris Kibbal Aluye, he only means one Naziris. So you need the word Chada there twice. He holds like Rebbe in what regards to one case, which is that he meant to be Makabal one Naziris. Poli Bechada, Dila Rebbe Shanele, Dila Rebbe Yehuda Shanele Moina, Rebbe Yehuda Shanele Moina. But Rebbe Yehuda holds, even though I agree with Rebbe, that Hareni Nazir means one Naziris, but if he says Hareni Nazir Kim Minyan, he means multiple Naziris. Rebbe says, no, even that, he means only one. So Rabbi Yehuda is not a purist in Rabbi Shita. He disagrees with Rabbi partially. But regards to what we were saying at the top of the Amud, which the case was Kibloi Kupa, he doesn't mean according to Behuda, where he didn't say the word communion. He said Kibloi Kupa, there Behuda gives a Rebbe, it's only one Naziris. So it's not multiple Naziris like the amount of grains of sand there. It's one long Naziris like the grains of sand there. Okay. Zakt the Rush. Second Rush on the page. And Chesam Beis. I remember some Naziris keep a little yeah, had a time of the Kimanishisha Mace. If you say he meant multiple Naziris, like the Chachamim hold, so then the phrase Hishtam makes Klamer Nicha. The Mesinin lay Milsa de Behuda, Al Milsa de Rabbanan, the Hashtama de Dei, Kishtama de Rabbanan. The Chachamim said that he has to keep Nazirus like the amount of days of the year, which means he has to be knowing 365 Nazirus, each one of 30 days. So that's 30 years, 12 times 30, plus 5 more months. So the Chachamim meant that this is a 30-year plus process. Rita says, you know, there's a Maisa that happened that somebody completed that whole term and he died. Okay, so the Chachamim says 3 to 30 years, and Rita says, you know what happened? The one guy did it and he made it. Okay, so if he learns that he means Balto Naziris, I get it. If you Ella, but if you sell me, Yamr Chadim Naziris Kibra Luye. If all Rabbi Yehuda meant was one, like Rabbi was one Naziris, it means it's in Naziris of 365 days, which is 1/30 of what the Chachamim is saying. So the Chachamim is saying, you know, you got to do it together for 30 years. He says, you know what happened? One time a guy made it to the end, and like what his Yehuda's at to the end means it's 1 year. 1/30 of what the Rabbanan meant. Like, so why are you quoting in the context that the Rabbanan said, do X? Yehuda said it happened one time, somebody did it. Not according to Yehuda. If you say Yehuda also is one of Zeris, so this story should not have happened. So me habi hashlama didei kashlama the Rabbanan, it's not the same hashlama. V'su yamr the milsa v'abi nav shekamar loy habi hashlama didei kashlama the Rabbanan. And if you tell me that, no, he's not, you're right, he's not coming to support the Rabbanan, because he disagrees with the Rabbanan. So then what it is, it's a situation of the Mishnah's quoting a story, which is arguing on the previous, on the statement, the Mishnah doesn't do that. Chama said the statement X, and he says that, the Maisa happened, why? Like, why, if you're quoting it as a Maisa, say your Behuda is I disagree. No, it's only 1 year. And a Maisa, that's what happened. Okay, but you don't just present the Maisa without an argument. That's the phrase in Shas called Cain, Havi Maisa Lister. The story is coming to undermine what you just said. The Bekol Asar, the Maisi Maisa, the Suya Maisa, we love this story. Whenever we quote a story, the assumption is the purpose of the story is not to use that as an argument, but it's to support. Now, you might bring a dissenting opinion and then bring the Maisa to support, fine. But first you present the dissenting opinion, then you bring the Maisa. But you just bring one opinion and says, there's a story just like that. No, there's a story not like that. So it's not context. So that can't be. So Yehuda says, Minyan Shiny. The Morris says, hit me in shine. The Morris says, well, that's not true. According to the Rabbanan, the person says, Hilkot Kites, I'm going to be a Nozer like Hilkot Kites. Miyavshi, Tainim, Oisim, Shvilim, Benaxias. The people which would gather the figs, they would make paths between. So after they would gather the figs, they would take the figs, they would cut open the tip, and they would let them sit in the sun, and the liquid would ooze out, and they would dry up in the sun. And it's called Kitsias, which we had in the dorm. So you have these fields with all these figs out there drying, lying out in the fields in the summer. There's no rain. So we just sit there and dry. So So they make paths between these. They would have to lay it out in the fields. Then they would have to make paths between the rows, between the places which are being where things are drying. From Shilah Shabbos, Kamin Hulkati Ketano Hoyesu Pirush Shriel. Okay, so the first shot that he says, it means paths. So there's multiple paths through these fields. The way I touched you in the Gemara was like the second shot. We're on top here. Shogun the kites, Kamoy, tail, Hemislaket, Dominion. Kevim Shoksias. It was the piles that you piled up of the Ksias. I think I mentioned to you when we learned this in the Dorim. That this process is still used for some fruits, and it creates a tremendous bug problem.
Oh, it's a bug problem, yeah.
Right, because they're sitting out there drying, and the bugs gathering, you know, with this nice liquid coming out. So it's one thing you have a fresh fig, you know, fresh fruits, you know, you package it immediately. So, in general, even then, there's a bug, but it's much less of an issue. But they're sitting here just oozing and drying. So you get all these bugs get inside of it and stuff like that. As it's sitting there, it's already open. You don't have to, you know, have to burrow in. Okay. Shili Shmita, Bishviyas, Sadas Hafker, Vakal Nathasim, Behem, Omaleya, Shibolim. Now, the gear says Shvilim, which pass, means everybody's using their path through the field, or means Shibolim. All the gears that you have is the stalks. So these are multiple numbers. So when the Zeros communion was, so that number is immeasurable, and therefore he's a Nazir the rest of his life. Right? Okay. Samur says that minyan shiny kim shemar kiminyan masachama kiminyan masahilkati kai tzvadai naziris kibeluye. So that means multiple naziris. Avolim omar kimasachama akilkati kai tzchad naziris arichta kibeluye. So that's what the Mor answered, but the Mor says the Rebbe doesn't hold like that. The Mor says, so the Kabbalah Sebechada, Rabbi Huda agrees with Rebbe in one point, and disagrees with Rebbe in another point. So he agrees with Rebbe that he says already Nazir, Kisar Roshi, he means one Naziris. Harei Alai Naziris, Kisar Roshi means multiple Naziris. But Harei Nazir means I am a Nazir one time, the amount of the years of the time of Saroshi. Not multiple Naziris. But Rabbi Huda says, if he says the word Hareni Nazir, which sounds like one, according to Rabbi, it means one, not multiple. But he says Kiminyan, he doesn't mean, there he doesn't mean one long Naziris, according to Rabbi Huda, he means multiple Naziris. Rabbi says, no, even the word Kiminyan, he means one Naziris. What does he mean multiple? Harei alai Naziris kit. So the Rosh Hashanah Machlokes is whatever. So there are now going to be three sectors, or three opinions. You're going to divide up the team. You're going to have three different groups over here, groupings. You're going to have opinion A, opinion B, opinion C.
The Vav in the Zero, should we be reading that as a Cholim or a Kubot?
Cholim.
Thank you.
So, Shalom Chalos B'davar, the Rabbanan, Bein Amr Kiminyan, Bein Loy Amr Kiminyan, Naziris Kibbutz Alav. Whether he says the word Kiminyan or not, he means multiple Naziris. That's Rabbanan. Hegel Les Le Kitsusa. Unless it's something which is, like we said, he says Me'ashana, then the Rabbanan agree it's one long Naziris. But if it's something which doesn't have kitzusa, doesn't have a clear measurable end, so he means multiple naziris. Rabbi lo elam chad naziris. According to Rabbi, no. Either way, he means one long naziris. Rabbi Huda, shaynele bein moina bein loy moina. Rabbi Huda says depends whether he says the word minyan or not. So the Gemara Tanan Rabban already knows her Kol Yemei Chayai, already knows her Olam. So he says one of these phrases, Reis Nozer Olam. Okay, so that's the din of Nozer Olam, which is a person's Nozer for the rest of his life, and every 30 days or every year he can take off his hair, not with the scissors but with his tar, and he can lighten the hair. He can't take it off totally. So these phrases of Hareini Nozer Kol Yemei Chayai, Hareini Nozer Olam, makes him on that din called Nozer Olam. Let's say he says a fila meyer shana, a fila elef shana, he says 100 years, 1,000 years. So ein ze nozer olam ela nozer li olam. So that's already a different ballgame. He's not a nozer olam, which means he's a nozer every period of time. He gets to lighten up his hair. He's one long naziris, which he has all these surim and he cannot touch it. The shear for chiyuv by nozer is 2 saris. If he cuts 2 hairs off his head, he's chayav mam. So there's nothing to do with making himself bald. The shear is so there's no way he can't cut anything because he is a regular nozer for how long? Forever.
Does cutting include plucking out, uprooting?
Yes. So the din is he can't even comb it in such a way that it's a secret he's going to pull out hairs. So the same way you have a problem, a person combing on Shabbos, you can't pull out hairs. He has the same problem.
So dreadlocks is a Jewish thing.
I don't remember all the details of it because the more we'll talk about later on in the next paragraph, I think it is. Okay, so Torah Bonan, Hareini Nozer Ve'achas Banish Time. He says Hareini Nozer, that's one Nazirus. Ve'achas means and one more. So he has to keep 2 Nazirus. Then he says Ve'oid Hareini Nozer Ve'achas Ve'oid. So I'm a nozer plus one more plus another. That's 3. Veshuv and let's do it again. Manarba. So he has to do 4. Mar says pshita. So there's no chiddush in this brisa. Mar says yeah, there is. Mar says hey, my veshuv ki kulu v'havili shish. He said already nozer v'achas v'oid. So that's 3. And he says veshuv, let's do it again. So what does do it again mean? 1 more naziris or 3 more naziris? So I would think he means 3 more. So therefore, he's another 6 times. Kamash on the law. No, he only means 1 more. Okay. Let's see the rush. Renozer v'achas manishtayim. Echad. Which means that plus 1 more. Void is minor gimel. Maybe korban. So it means that each one he's adding 1 more on, and you end up with a total of 2, 3, 4, etc. Malatema v'shuv kikulo. He means it again. Near the first, who did not much of the member of the time of Oid Kikulu? You could have the same Kiddush in the words of Oid. So when he says, already knows the Va'achas Va'oid, also the Va'oid could have been interpreted to mean that double set again. Mm-hmm. And it would have been 4. They could have said the same Kiddush over there, but he said in regards to the last one. Okay, let's hold it here.
So,